सहनाभवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are in chapter number 27 of Canto 3, and the title of this chapter is How to Attain Liberation Through Differentiation of Matter and Spirit. We have to differentiate between matter and spirit. So Kapil Bhagwan says that the spirit is not affected by matter. Like in our Vedanta, we say Atma is not affected by Anatma. Same way Kapil Bhagwan says, Purus is not affected by Prakriti because it is Nirgunatvatva, it is without attribute, it is Akarta, and it is Avikari. So three reasons Kapil Bhagwan gives why spirit is not affected by matter. Then he says, when the jiva identifies with the prakriti, ego comes. How ego comes? When a jiva identifies with prakriti. In Vedantic language, we say, when the atma identifies with an atma, the ego comes. Ego comes. And with the ego, when the ego comes, what is this ego? Ahankar, ahamkarta. This ego is the cause of transmigration. Understand, what is the cause of our transmigration? Ego is the cause of transmigration. How ego is the cause of transmigration? Because if I consider myself karta, I have to be bhokta also. If I am doer, I am enjoyer also. If I am enjoyer also, that doesn't mean whatever I do, I will get the fruit of action then and there. Fruit of action may not come in this life or may come after 100 lives. So in order to enjoy or suffer sukh and dukh of my karma, I have to take birth. Since I consider myself karta, therefore I am bhokta. To receive the fruit of action, whenever it comes, I have to be there. So I have to take birth again and again, again and again. So what is the root cause? Ego is the root cause of transmigration. Okay, then after that, Bhagwan says, truly speaking, there is nothing. In dream we fear, but there is no cause of fear. We have seen when we sleep in our bedroom, we lock our door, windows and everything. We are fully secured. We are fully secured. But we suffer in dream. Why? Because we forgot that we are secured. Number two, we identified with the dream. We identify with the dream. And I create the tiger chasing me. My mind creates the tiger. And who is sufferer? My mind is also enjoyer. it becomes Swapna Purush. It becomes dreamer and the dream world. Nothing has come inside in our bedroom. Everything is happening in mind only. So dreamer is mind and the dream world is also mind. There is no question of suffering. But still we suffer. Same way, in the Jagrat Avastha also, we are fully secured. We are Brahman. There is no cause of fear. There is no cause of sorrow. Why are we suffering? We are suffering because we forgot our true nature, that I am Brahman. There is no cause of fear or sorrow. How are we suffering? Why are we suffering? Because we are identified with the anatma, with the matter. Identified with the body, mind, intellect. Therefore we are suffering. Like in the dream there is no cause of suffering, same way in the Jagrat Avastha also there is no cause of suffering. We are fully secured, we are Brahman. There is nothing other than Brahman. It is a false identification with the anatma, with the body, mind and intellect which is giving me sorrow. In the dream I identified with the dream world and I suffer. Then what is to be done? Bhagwan tell us how to come out of this suffering. He says, practice Tibra Bhakti Yoga. Tibra Bhakti Yoga, number one. He will give many sadhanas, what we have to do. Number one is Tibra Bhakti Yoga and Vairagya. Dispassion from where? From the dream world. Jagrat is also dream number one. And in the Swapna it is dream number two. So if I don't want to suffer in dream number one, which is Jagrat Avastha, what I have to do? I have to disidentify with the Jagrat Avastha. And mind should not revel in the sense object. Mind should go into the world only as and when required. For my necessity, I will go there. Otherwise, it's not required to revel in the sense object. We think sense objects are giving me sukha. Really speaking, there is no sukha in the sense object. So if we understand all these things, then my mind will not go outside. If the mind is outside, then it is not with Bhagwan. If the mind is with Bhagwan, then it is not outside. Because in each vritti, there can be only one object. There cannot be two objects at a time. There cannot be two objects at a time. So if the mind is engaged in the world, then that mind is not thinking about Bhagwan. And when I am thinking about Bhagwan, then my mind is not there in the world. So how this will happen? How can I withdraw my mind from the world? Tibra Bhakti Yogena. Turn our mind from samsara to Lord. That's it. Simple science. Then he said, you have to practice Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga, Yam Niyam Atraksha. These are all the qualifications of Bhakta. We think Bhakti is very easy mark. This is our understanding. Now, one by one, Kapil Bhagwan is going to tell us the qualification of Bhakta, sadhana, which should be done. In chapter 12 of Bhakti Yoga, chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, in Bhakti Yoga, Bhagwan there says, Sagun and Nirgun. Nirgun is Adhika Klesa Tara. He used the word Klesa Tara. That means Sagun is also, there is a difficulty, it is Klesa. The difficulty in Sagun Bhakti and the difficulty in the Nirgun Bhakti, it is more in Nirgun Bhakti than in Sagun Bhakti. So what is the requirement of Sagun Bhakti? He says, practice Ashtanga Yoga. Chant the name of Lord and listen to Leela of Bhagwan. Do Navada Bhakti. Do Navada Bhakti. And thereafter, he says, what more? Be Samadarsi. We all have studied all these things. Be Samadarsi. Why Samadarsi? Samdarshi, because that Atma Tattva is one and same in each one of us and each being of the world. Why sentient being? Even the inert also, they have got the support of Satchidananda. So if we understand this, what will happen? There will not be any enmity with anybody. No enmity with anybody. Well, then after that, if you see a cockroach or a rat, there should be any enmity, because he has got the same tattva. Lord has given some specific job to him also. And no intimate connection. Samadarsi also means no intimate connections with worldly relations and with your body. Body and with all related to the body, whosoever may be. No intimate connection. He is not saying leave them. He is only saying don't have intimate connection. Then says Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, you should follow. Follow Maunam. Maunam means Sanyat Vak. Whenever required, then only speak. Unnecessarily, don't speak. And act in the world as a Karma Yogi. As a Karma Yogi. You all know what is Karma Yoga. All the actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. And accept the prasad. And accept the prasad. Prasad of what? Karma phal. Fruit of action, whatever Lord gives, that should be accepted as prasad. And yadricha labh, yadricha upalabdhena santushta, whatever you receive without difficulty, accept it. According to my prarabdha, know it. Whether you are in Chicago or on the top of Himalaya, you will get your fruit of action. It is his headache to give you that fruit. Mitbhuk. Mitbhuk means yukta ahar, yukta bahir bihar. Yukta ahar. Mahatma give the example of goat. Goat, you will see, if you allow him to graze, 24 hours will graze. Continuously, he will eating. Continuously. But here it is a myth book that your food should be also controlled. Then Vivikta Saranam, Vivikta, secluded place. Secluded place means what? Remain in the company of bhakta. If you have a company of a bhakta, not devotee, what will they do? They will take you to the sansar. Because they will talk about sansar, worldly things only. So you will go to sansar. Remain in the company of bhakta, because the bhakta will talk about Lord only. So they are helpful. Shant mind. And thus your mind will become peaceful, because I have withdrawn from the world. All agitations are coming from the world only. If I am thinking about the Lord, mind has become shant. Be friendly. Be friendly to all. And you must have karuna, compassion. All these qualities we should have one by one, I am telling you. Karuna. Why karuna? Compassion. Compassion toward all the ignorant people. All people who are suffering, you should have karuna. And to all living, all human beings also karuna. Why? They are all suffering. Why they are suffering? They are, have got the karta bhav. They are identified with the anatma. Therefore, they are suffering. And as a jnani, I know they can come out of the suffering. But they are not coming. What can I do? So I have to have karuna toward them. Oh, really they are suffering. They can come out of it. But still, they don't come. And dhairya, patience. We should have patience also, dhairya. It will happen slowly, slowly. Then he says, do vivek of prakriti and purus. Do vivek of prakriti and purus. In our Vedanta, we say the two vivek of Atma and Anatma. And when you do the vivek of Atma and Anatma, you will come to know that Atma gives you dukkha. Only 1, 2, 3, 4 are saying no. Others have accepted. Anatma gives us dukkha. Atma never gives us dukkha. Atma is sukh swarup. and the source of all sukh is Atma. Therefore, my body mind is anatma, but I consider it is Atma. So what I have to do? I have to disidentify with the body and mind. Don't destroy your body and mind. What we have to do? Disidentify with the body, mind, and all relations. Disidentify. That's all. Then duri bhuta anya darshanam. Duri bhuta anya darshanam. All anya darshanam. Atma vastu. Duri bhuta. Go away. I don't want anya darshan. Dusara kuch nahi chahiye. Then if we do all this thing, then we will be free from ego. Our starting point was ego. It is because of ego we are in the cycle of birth and death. Birth and death. So if we do all these things, whatever Bhagwan, Kapil Bhagwan has said, then what will happen? We will be free of ego. Free of ego means you will experience self. How? Like you see sun, Kapil Bhagwan says. Do you have got any doubt? Today is clear day, you can see sun. No doubt. Similarly, Bhagwan Kapil says that when ego is removed, you will be able to see the Atman as you are seeing sun. So clearly, total awareness will be there. Then he said that Lord is that all-pervading. He has gone everywhere. In every particle of the world, he is there. He pervades everything. And he is the cause of Jagat. Everything has come from him only. So he is the cause. He is the material cause. He is the efficient cause also. Efficient cause. He knows how to create the whole world. And he gives the sentiency also. He gives sentiency also. And he himself is Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. He is Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. Now how this Paramatma can be realized now? So this much we have seen earlier. I have just given you the recap, the whole 12 verses. How the Kapil Bhagwan is taking us from step by step, one after another. Now in sloka number, verse number 12, he says that Paramatma can be realized. How that can he can be realized? 12.
Yatha jalastha bhasah salasthalasthena yavadrishyate swabhasena tatha suryah jalasthena divisthitah.
Yatha jalastha abhasah. Yatha jalastha, there is a bucket of water. In that water, the sun is reflecting. Jalastha abhasah. And then sthalasthena avadrishyate. And then it is seen that you see the reflection on the wall also. Now you think this way. Suppose there is a dark room, there is a window, and outside the window there is a bucket of water. And in that bucket of water the sun is reflecting. And the reflection comes inside the room on the wall. And by that light, you are able to see all the furniture inside. So first reflection is in the water. Second reflection from water to it comes inside the room on a wall. Many times you have experienced, seen. When it reflects, at one place you see the light. And that light, in that light, we are able to see whatever is there in the room. Then he says, swabhasena tatha suryo jalasthena divisthita. And if you want to go back to divi, divi means surya. So what we have to do? From your wall reflection, go to the reflection in the water. From the reflection of the water, you go to surya. So simple. Example. Are you able to understand the example? Simple example. There is a sun in the sky, and there is a reflection in the bucket of water outside my room, and from that reflection comes inside my room on the wall. With that light, I am able to see everything in my room. So I want to see sun. What I have to do? I see that reflection in the room. What is the cause of that reflection? I takes me to the reflection in the water, outside, in the bucket, and I see the reflection there. Then I turn my eye in the sky. Then I am able to see sun. Okay. So the presence of Paramatma can be realized just as the sun is realized first as a reflection on water and again on the second reflection on the wall of a room. Although the sun itself is situated in the sky far away, the example is perfect. Sun is far away in the sky but reflects in the water. Reflection in the water reflects on the wall in the room and illuminates the room. Illuminates the room. So what is the implication? Implication is that first observe inside your body how Paramatma is acting. Observe how it is acting inside. In Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Susupti Avastha. In Jagrat Avastha, he illumines all our perceptions. In Swapna Avastha, he illumines all our dreams. And in Susupti Avastha, it illumines the absence of everything. So Paramatma is illuminator of presence of our thoughts in Jagrat Avastha or in Swapna Avastha, and also illuminator of absence of thought. Absence of thought. Okay, then he said, evam, in the same way, next verse.
Evam trivid ahankarah bhutendriya manomayehi swabhasei lakshito anena sadabhasena satyadrik.
Satyadrik. Satyadrik, but the whole is self-realized. How he sees Paramatma, evam, trivrida ahankara bhuta indriya manomaya. There is a ahankar, and we have got the indriya, body, bhuta, indriya, mind. These are all consisting of all these things. Swabhasei, by its own reflection, lakshito is revealed. Anena, by this, sadabhasena satradik, and the satradik, the realized person, sees dev this way. Now you see, we all know, where is the reflection happening inside of us, Paramatma's reflection? It says ahankara. In some places we have seen it is in mind, some places it is saying it is in buddhi. So it is in antakaran. Where is ahankara? Ahankara is also in antakaran. Man or buddhi is also antakaran. So the reflection is happening in antakaran. First reflection is happening in the antakaran. And from that second reflection is happening to buddhi, mind and sarir. Mana buddhi. Remember the example given in verse number 12. Sun is there. Reflection is happening in the bucket of water. Then it is coming inside the body, in the room. Same way, Atma Tattva or Brahman is there. It is reflecting in my buddhi or mind or ahankar. And then what happens? From ahankar, it comes to our body, to our indriya, to our mind, and they activate all of them. So where are these all these objects? Inside the body. Inside the body. So how the reflection is happening? First reflection is ahankar. Now ahankar, reflected consciousness, goes to body, mind, and senses. Goes to all other parts of the body. This way, the self-realized soul sees consciousness reflected first in the threefold ego. This ego is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. I hope you all remember, first from abhyakta came mahatattva, from mahatattva came ahankar. So everything is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. So therefore it is said, Tribhut Ahankara. Tribhut means threefold. Threefold means Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic Ahankara. And then it is coming to the body, senses and mind. So now I have to go to Paramatma. What I have to go? From body, mind and senses, go to Ahankara. Like in the room I am sitting, I am seeing the reflection, second reflection, I am going to the bucket of water. Similarly, from body, mind, senses, I am going to Ahankara. From Ahankara, I will be able to see. When Ahankara is destroyed, what will remain? Only consciousness will remain. This way we have to reach. Even so, from the self-consciousness reflected in the body, mind, combination, their source is Ahankara is to be traced. Their source is Ahankara to be. In meditation, what we do? Same thing we are doing. Slowly, slowly we withdraw from the world, from the body, come to the mind, and we withdraw from the mind also. So what is the source of mind? Illuminator is the source of mind. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thought. The mind is inert. Who is giving sentiency? Sentiency is given by Illuminator. So from my body, mind, intellect, I am coming to Ahankara. From Ahankara, I am going to the Illuminator. That's all. Ho gaya? Pahunch gaye? We have reached there. So the reflected light in Ahankara is to be traced in Jiva, individual self, who being a ray of self-luminous truth, it can give gain by through bhakti. Kapil Bhagwan says that you do all this, whatever was stated earlier, all the steps, Ashtanga Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, then listening of Katha and all that. So by this you can reach there. Slowly, slowly mind will become pure and you will be able to understand all this. You see, Ajnani thinks Dehoham. Ajnani thinks I am Deha. And what is the understanding of Jnani? Aham Brahmasmi. Deho aham. There is aham there. And in Jnani, aham brahmasmi. But these two ahams are different. Both words are aham only. In a Jnani says Dehoham, I am Deha, I am body. But Jnani says aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi. So a Jnani's aham is false ego. Jnani's ego is a real ego. There is a difference between ego of a Jnani and a Jnani. A Jnani ego is false. And Jnani's ego is real. Aham brahmasmi. Brahman has become aham here. Ahankar can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And then other than this ahankar, what is their source? The source is that suddha aham. In Upadesar, we have studied there is a suddha aham. Then there is a aham vritti and idam vritti. And Raman Maharshi has suggested there that you first remove the idam vritti. Idam vritti means all the outside vritti. Aham vritti is common to all vrittis. All idam vritti, in all idam vritti, aham vritti will be there. I know chair, I know table, I know mic, I know this. I will be there. But idam vritti, table, chair are all different. So first remove the idam vritti, then you come to aham vritti. This also is a vritti, it's a thought. From that thought, you come to suddham. Who is the suddham? The illuminator of that. Illuminator of that. So you have to come to that. So person identified with the BMI is bound. Person identified with the self is liberated. This much is to be done. All problem is with the identification. Both Atma and Anatma will always be there. But Anatma is not that permanent like Atma. So when we identified with Anatma, we are disidentified with Bhagwan or Atma. So here Bhagwan says, you disidentified with all these Anatma Vastu and identified with the Paramatma. That's all. If we identified with the Atman, we become liberated. If we identified Bhagwan, I will be liberated. Same thing. What we have to do? Identification. Where is the mind? Most of that our mind is always in the sansara only. All we know. So long we are awake, our mind is always there in sansara. And since we think the sansara is giving me sukh, therefore I identify with that. What is rag? Rag is that this person, this being, this situation is giving me sukh. So I identify with that. So that I can get sukh from that person, that being, that object, that situation again and again. That is rag. Okay. So in the state of bondage, person takes all objects as per for his sense gratification. A jnani, he takes all sense objects for his sense gratification. Whereas the satyadrik, who is seeing the truth, who is seeing the truth, thinks that the objects are for the service of the Lord. Objects are for the service of Lord. A jnani seeing a beautiful fragrant rose thinks it is for his sense gratification. He will take immediately and start smelling for sense gratification. Whereas the granny thinks, I should offer it to Lord. I should offer it to Lord. Okay. Because reflection of consciousness is happening in our body and our body, mind, intellect, because of that consciousness is all functioning. It's all functioning. And we use this body, mind, intellect for our gratification, whereas the jnani thinks it is functioning because of the presence of consciousness. Therefore, this body, mind, and intellect should be utilized for the service of Lord. For the service of the Lord. Why? Because it is functioning because of the presence of Bhagavan, because of the presence of Paramatma inside. That is why it is functioning. But we have forgotten. And we are utilizing this equipment for our sense gratification. Okay. Bhagavan says in verse number 14.
Bhuta Sukshmendriya Manaha बुद्ध्यादिषु इह निद्रया लीनेषु असति यस्तत्र विनिद्रो निरहंक्रियः.
भूत एलिमेंट्स सूक्ष्म इंद्रिय आवर सेंस ऑर्गन्स मन माइंड बुद्धि इंटेलेक्ट आदिषु एटसेट्रा इह हियर निद्रया इन स्लीप लीने दे गेट मर्ज असति अनमैनिफेस्ट. This is what is happening with all of us in sleep. What happens in the sleep? Our body, mind, intellect are no more available for anything. It has all merged. Mind is not thinking. Intellect is not there to take any decision. And body, where it is lying, we don't know. When it happens, nidraya, in nidra, everything is leene, it has merged. It is not manifesting, asata. Yah tatra vinidro nirankriya. But in that deep sleep, there is one person. There is one entity. What? Vinidra. Nidra, sleep. Vinidra, awake. So somebody is awake there. Nirankriya. And who is that? Free of that ahankar. See? Maja dekho. When we are sleeping, our ego is not there. Ahankar is not there. Then who is there? Nirahankar. Without ego, there is some there. Who is that Nirahankar? Suddham is there. That Suddham is not sleeping. If Suddham is sleeping, then how you will, there will be no circulation of blood, no digestion. Nothing will happen. And in Gurudev's language, then four persons are required to shift you. But he is present. But man, buddhi, ahankar, they are not present. Drashta nashtavit ivaturaha. But the person, Ajnani thinks that I am destroyed. Why? Ahankar is not there. And he goes, Kapil Bhagwan gives a very good example. Like a person who has got the money and he loses money, then he thinks that I am distressed. Khatam ho gaya mera. Nashta vitta. Vitta means money. Nashta. Nashta means khatam ho gaya. You lost your wealth somehow. Then ivatru. You think that now I am distressed. Same way, ajnani thinks when the ego is not there, I think I am destroyed. Nashta. In sleep, it just merges, that's all. So when in deep sleep, the consciousness of the body, mind, and all elements of the personality have, as it were, dissolved into nothingness, causal condition, it has merged. The Atman remains sleepless, but without eye sense and individuality. In the Atman, there is no eye sense, there is no ahankar, there is no individuality there. So how to get liberated in this body is said in this verse. Satyadrik, who has disidentified with the body, mind and intellect and identified with the self, can serve Lord while living without ego. Without ego. So lean is important in this verse. Lean is merging of ahankar, that is, I am doer. After lean, he considers himself as sevak of Bhagwan. So when the ahankar is lean, merges, then how will I remain after that? Jnani will have still ahankar. What is that ahankar? His ahankar is, I am now sevak of Bhagwan. Yeah. Dasoham. Dasoham. Achha. Bhagwan says, mamai vanso jivaloke jiv bhuta sanatana. All the jiv are my ans only, my parts. My parts. We are all ansa, part of Bhagwan. Why we say part of Bhagwan? Because Paramatma is inside us. We are all part of Bhagwan. But it is seen in the world that the part always serves whole. Part always serves whole. Like in a car, tire is there. Tire is a part of car. So that tire serves the whole. Whole means the car. It's not that the individual tire will say all the three are going forward, one will say I will go backward. No, can't do that. Part has to work for the whole. If Bhagwan Krishna says that we are all the part of Bhagwan only, should we not serve Bhagwan? If that be so, now you think, are you serving Bhagwan? If we are part of Bhagwan, we are supposed to serve Bhagwan. All assemblies are meant for others. This shrine made of wood, gate, windows, light, fan, carpet is not meant for itself. Abhi to yahan dhool hai. It's dusty. It is meant for Balbiar children and adults who come here to listen to satsang. It is meant for others. Similarly, this body is also assemblage. Like the tree is also assembly of leaves, branches, fruits, and everything, trunk, roots. It is meant for others. It gives fruit for others. Never eats its own fruit. Kabhi nahi khata hai. Understand this science. This is happening in the nature. Constantly it is happening. Our body is also assemblage of hand, legs, eyes, ear, heart, kidney. Lot of things, a lot of parts are there. And if you ask doctor, yes, the parts can be changed. This part is not working, okay, you take out and you fit another part there. So it is an assemblage of parts. So this should work for whom? For Bhagwan. But how are we using it? Not for Bhagwan. देखो काम गलती करते हैं, वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड।
मन्न मानस्तदात्मानम् अनष्टो नष्टवन् मृषा नष्टे अहंकरणे द्रष्टा नष्टवित्तैवातुरः।
मन्यमानः थिंकिंग, थिंकिंग इन दिस वे, तदा देन आत्मनं नष्ट हिमसेल्फ, आई एम डिस्ट्रॉयड बिकॉज अहंकार इज नॉट देयर, अहंकार इन स्लीप इज नॉट देयर, आई थिंक आई एम नॉट देयर, नष्ट नष्टवत् मृषा, इट इज फॉल्स, इट इज नॉट लॉस्ट। नष्टे अहंकारेन, बिकॉज ऑफ द अहंकार हैज मर्ज, द्रष्टा नष्टवित् इवातुर, द्रष्टा नष्टवित् इवातुर, लाइक ए पर्सन हु हैज लॉस्ट हिज वेल्थ, ही थिंक्स दैट ही इज नष्ट, डिस्ट्रॉयड, जो कुछ था पैसा ही चला गया, नाउ नथिंग इज देयर, नाउ आई एम डिस्ट्रॉयड। So although in Jagrit the existence of self can be vividly felt as the seer of the object of perception, Sabdadi, we can vividly experience the presence of that Paramatma, that self, that reflection of consciousness, and we perceive everything. He falsely takes himself as lost, though not lost, because of the disappearance of the ego during Susupti. In Susupti there is no ego, so we think, oh, I am lost. Just as a man who has lost his fortune feels distress and takes himself as lost, it is because of the identification with the money a person thinks he is lost when money is lost. Similarly, in Susupti, ego is merged and an ignorant feels he is lost, but actually he is not lost. It is a feeling because of the identification with the ego, one feels lost. We have got a strong identification with the ego. Therefore, we think, oh, mera ego kahan gaya? Ego is lost. Okay. Then, next.
Evam pratyavamrishasau आत्मानं प्रतिपद्यते साहंकारस्य द्रव्यस्य योवस्थानमनुग्रहः।
एवं प्रत्यविमृश्य, इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड दिस वे, एवं प्रत्य, व्हाट एवर द लॉजिक भगवान हैज गिवन फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 1 टू अप टू दिस, एवं दिस वे इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड असौ, असौ मैंने दैट पर्सन, आत्मानं प्रतिपद्यते, ही रियलाइजेज हिज सेल्फ, लो। सो इन 16 वर्सेस कपिल भगवान इज गिविंग द होल प्रोसीजर हाउ यू कैन रियलाइज योर ओन सेल्फ। एवं दस प्रत्यवमृश्य, इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड दिस वे, इफ यू रिफ्लेक्ट, इफ यू फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस, देन that person, atmanam pratipadyate, he realizes atma. He realizes atma. And what is that atma? Sa. Sa means that atma. Ahankarasya, drabhyasya, vo vasthanam anugraha. And that atma is supporter and illuminator of ahankar. Ahankar is residing in us because the Paramatma is there inside. Reflected consciousness is there. And drabhyasya, all the body mind equipment is also because of the presence of Atma. So that Atma, that reflected consciousness supports ahankar and also supports body mind and intellect. It illuminates all the senses, mind, intellect, and body, make it sentient. So reflecting in this manner, one arrives at Atman, which is support and the illuminator of the I sense, ahankar, in the body-mind combination. In the body-mind combination. It is there. To see this, you have to have all those qualifications which Bhagwan has said earlier. Ashtang yoga, then you have karuna, maitriya, then maunam, yukta ahar, then anyadarsana, durat anyadarsana, withdraw from all the outside world, and all those, whatever we discussed today, we have to do that. In Keno Upanishad, it was said, Atman is pratibodh viditam. Pratibodh, in each thought, you can see. In each thought, it can be seen. Thoughts are inert. Who is illuminating? Each thought is illumined by that Atman only, that reflected consciousness. So if I want to see Atman, go through that vritti, go through that thought, you will find it there. Atman gives support of existence and enliven all instruments, including false ego. So who is giving support? If Atman is not there, where is the ego? Body, mind, intellect will not function. They are functioning because of that reflected consciousness is coming. So how to reach Atman is clearly stated in Upanishad by merging knower, known and knowing. In Upanishad, how we say? There is no Triputi. What is Triputi? Knower, known and knowing is not there. Only the known, the Brahman will remain. All three will collapse. So what we have to do? What is the procedure? Withdraw your mind from sense objects. Durat anyadarsan. Earlier, Kapil Bhagwan said, withdraw from the sense objects. Come to the body, come to the mind. Oh, from body come to prana. From prana come to mind. From mind, you remove idam vritti. Come to aham vritti. Remove aham vritti also. What will remain? Shuddha aham will remain. You will reach there. Thus come to the enlivener of the mind and body. This way we can reach. The whole procedure was given. The sadhana was also given. Step by step, how can we realize? That also was stated by Kapil Bhagwan. Now, Devuti. The Devuti has got some doubts. In our Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, or in Bhagavatam, everywhere you will find the student has got right to ask question. Nahi samajh mein aaya, please, I have got this doubt, please remove my doubt. So Devguti has got doubt, okay. So she is expressing her doubt.
Devahutiruvacha purusham prakritirvamman navimunchati karhichet anyonyapasrayatvaccha nityatvatanayo prabhu.
Purusam. Purusam is the spirit. Prakriti. Matter. Spirit and matter. Bhagwan started with that, na? You have to differentiate between Purus and Prakriti. Now, Devuti says, Purus and Prakriti Brahman vimunchit karichita. There cannot be any release. Vimunchati release, karachit at any time. There cannot be release from this maya, from this prakriti at any time. This is Devuti's understanding. And she is giving logic. Two logics she is giving. Anyonya apasrayatvat. Because they are mutually interdependent on each other. Mutually interdependent. And nityatvat, both are nitya. Anayo, anayo means of them, Prabhu, O Lord. She is addressing her own son, Kapil. O Lord, O Prabhu, I have got a doubt that we cannot get liberation. Why? Because they are mutually interdependent. And both are nitya. Both are eternal. So prakriti will never go away. So, O Prabhu, matter can never leave spirit, the two being interdependent and co-eternal, nityatvat. So, first question of Devuti to Kapil Bhagwan, matter and spirit are mixed up. It appears both are interdependent. Interdependent. She will give a very beautiful logic, you know. We all know Maya is ashrit on Brahman, Brahman is not ashrit on Maya. We know that. But she will give a very beautiful logic and see how she is presenting her case. Matter cannot stay without spirit. Matter cannot stay without spirit. And number two, spirit cannot be known without matter conditioning. Law. How can you come to know the spirit without this conditioning, without this upadhi, without mind? Mind is part of prakriti only. Dekho. Anyonya adhyasa. They are mutually interdependent. When both are combined, we experience life. When Purush and Prakriti are together there, then I am able to speak and you are able to hear. If Atman is only there, how can Atman will speak? A Kriya, a Karta, he cannot speak. तो निकम्मा है, निष्क्रिय है, and if only prakriti is there, atman is not there, it is jad, inert. It is only when the combination happens, then things are happening. Otherwise, nothing will happen. तुलसीदास जी से जड़ चेतन ही ग्रंथि परी गई, यद्यपि मृषा छूटत कठिनाई. Jad or Chetan. What is Jad? Matter. Prakriti is Jad. And Purush is Chetan. So Jad, Chetan, Granthi. Granthi means not. Parigai. They are mixed now. They are mixed. Jadapi Mrisha. It is false. It can never happen. They can never mix like water and oil. Because their attributes, their gun are all together different. Cannot happen. But chutrat kathinai, but it's difficult to, remove this gaath, this knot. Very difficult. Very difficult. Purush and Prakriti, she says, it is interdependent. It is interdependent. We all know, with no doubt, matter cannot stay without spirit. Maya cannot stay without Brahman. Understandable. Second question her says, we cannot understand Atman without Prakriti. Unless I have got the body, mind, intellect, how can I reach there? So interdependent is there. And according to her, both are nityatvat, both are eternal. Then she gives beautiful examples. We'll see the examples.
Yatha gandhascha bhumescha na bhavo vatirekataha apam rasascha cha yatha tatha buddhe parasya cha.
Yatha, as, gandhascha of smell, bhumescha. So earth has got its specific quality, gandha. We all know gandha. Gandha. Na bhavo vyatirekatah. Na bhavo. Na means not. Bhavo means existent. Vyatirekatah, separate. Can you separate earth and its own characteristic gandha? They are together. Apam rasasya cha yatha. Apam rasasya. And the water has got the ras. Water has got its own quality, that is ras. Can you separate from the water ras? No, we can't separate. Otherwise, scientists would have been, no bottled water was required. they would have given a ras. Hey, this is ras. You take this ras, your thirst will be quenched. Why do we drink water? To quench our thirst. And ras is the element and the water is the subtle, the gross body of ras. Ras is the subtle element in the water. And water is the gross body of that ras. Can't be separated. Can't be separated. Similarly, tatha buddhe cha parasya cha. Similarly, buddhi, intellect, and parasya, consciousness. In buddhi, the consciousness is happening, na? How can you separate it? If buddhi is there, reflection will happen. If the water is there, sun is there, reflection will happen. Can you stop it? Can you separate it? No. Okay, just as Gandha and earth, similarly the taste and water can never exist apart, so can buddhi made of matter and the spirit never remain disassociate with each other. So Devuti gives examples of prithvi and gandha, taste and water, or heat and fire. Can you separate? No. Similarly, buddhi and chetan are associated. Buddhi can't function without chetan, and chetan is known when buddhi is there. If buddhi is not there, how can you come to know chetan? You can't come to know. Thus, chetan has no meaning without buddhi. This is conclusion of Devuti. She says, chetan has no meaning without buddhi. Buddhi hai, then we come to know about the chetan. If buddhi is not there, kaun kaun chetan hai? What is Brahman? Hence, how can there be any freedom for a soul as long as guna prakriti exist? Jab tak prakriti hai, there cannot be any freedom. Anyonya dhyas, so both are interdependent with each other. Gun binds jeev to karma and atma is akarta. Prakriti makes akarta atma as if bound. When they associate, they bind. Atma is akarta. When the prakriti is there, then we become karta. Because of the association, we become karta. Earlier already we have seen, it is because of atma and anatma association, karta bhav comes. It seems to Devuti that after jnana also a person can become ajnani because of presence of maya. After knowing that tattva also with my intellect, when I come back, the prakriti will be there. Therefore, I can become ajnani again. Dekho. Vedant says it is not possible. We can become jnani from ajnani, but can't become ajnani from jnani. See the logic of Devuti. She will further explain her position, and then we'll see the answer of Bhagwan also later on. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.